Yeah, you just revisited whatever we covered, hopefully. So we'll also do a little bit of that today. Let's move forward. We'll look at small Subhashitam proverb, what we do at the beginning of every class. Swadeshe pujyate raja, vidwan sarvatra pujyate. Swadeshe pujyate raja, vidwan sarvatra pujyate. It's Nitisar. So Swadeshe raja, he is respected in his kingdom, right? It's obvious. Raja is respected in his kingdom, but while a scholar is respected everywhere, all over the sarvatra, all over he's respected. That is the master. If you're not speaking, please put yourself on mute, and you can unmute when you are speaking, and then you can go back on mute. Okay. Okay. Dhanyavada. So this is explaining, describing Rama. Ajanu bahuhu. Ajanu bahuhu. Then they have split it. Ajanu bahuhu. So the one who reaches up to the knee. Okay. Janu means knee. So ajanu bahuhu. Bahu means hand, shoulders. So his hand, arm reaches up to his knee. So that's why it's like they are describing it. Ajanu bahuhu. So, A is always we, until exclusively, where we add A in the beginning. For example, Saptahaha. Saptahaha is week. A Saptahaha is entire week. Okay? Saptahaha is week. A Saptahaha is entire week. Dinam is day. A Dinam is entire day. Dinam, Adinam. Samudram is ocean. Asamudram, as far as ocean. Asamudram, as far as ocean. Margaha is way, road. Amargaha, the entire way. Yeah. Gopalaha means cowherds. Gopalaha, Agopalaha, including cowherds, everybody. We are including. So it's just an observation. You don't have to memorize everything. It will come to you when you go over stuff. Okay, Paricheya. We did Paricheya. So I was just, did anybody new join today? And if they want to introduce, they can do that here. I will introduce myself. Mama Nama Sarala. Mama Nama Sarala. So, anybody is there, they can tell their name. Anybody new and want to introduce themselves. Or if they want to just listen, that's fine too. But just so that we know, we can ask them to read something or something like that if they want to participate. If they want to just listen, that's fine too. Usually, Mama Nama Sarala. I will ask if it is a male, I'll say Bhavataha Nama Kim. If it's a Purushaha, I'll say Bhavataha Nama Kim. If it is a female, if it is a lady, I will say Bhavatyaha Nama Kim. I'll say Bhavatyaha Nama Kim if it is a lady. So everybody, I hope everybody can hear me. I'm trying to, somebody is chatting in. Yeah, if you have anything, please send a chat to Ajay Mahodaya. You can see in the chat, right? Ajay, he's my... He is a co-teacher of mine. So
so you can start with it.
Okay, so yeah, there is a lot of background noise, so I have muted everybody. So if you have to participate or speak, please unmute yourself and speak and then mute yourself. Because we are recording, so we want a clean recording. Yeah, so hopefully Parichaya is clear to everyone. We have done it last couple of classes. So it's hopefully it's clear. Let's move forward. Mostly we covered akaranta pullinga shabdah. Akaranta pullinga shabdah means it's ending in aha. That two dots you see, that is called visarga. So it's a masculine gender words. We saw all the akaranta pullinga shabdah we saw. Okay. So when it is when it ends in it's a dot usually at the top also, or written like this. It's akaranta napunsakalinga shabdah. Okay, it's a neutral gender word. Whenever it's in, for example, phalam, pushpam, pustakam. Okay, so for example, masculine gender vrakshaha, ramaha. Okay, that is the example for masculine gender. That's what we saw in the beginning, last couple of classes.
I just wanted to make an announcement. If any of you have problems hearing or talking, please log out and log back in. We have been having issues with the free conference call app and software because there is due to the recent situation around the globe, there is a lot of traffic on this on this site. So if you have issues, please log off and log back on, or end your call and call back in if you're on the phone. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, and I am covering slide 3. You can also just listen in and go over. That's the 7th slide on the slide. I sent the link, slide number 3. The main slide is 3 and the 7th slide. If anybody wants to just listen also, you can do that. Follow the slides. Okay. So vrakshaha, see aha ending, akarantaha pullinga shabdaha vrakshaha. They have just shown it how it's accepted. Va is a consonant, ru, then ka is half, it's a halanta shabda. We call that sign halanta shabda, sha. That also is a consonant. Then a. Then yojana. Yojana, we say yojana when you add. And that two dots are called visarga chinna. So vrakshaha. That's how it's divided. So this is a pullinga shabda. So for napunsakalinga, it's the same way. Ending, right? So it's a neutral gender. So pustakam. Pa, u, sa, ta, a. So pustakam. So it's a napunsakalinga shabda. So we went over this saha. Saha is a pronoun, masculine pronoun. We went over this. Since it's an online class, if it is a long hand, this blue long hand, then saha, we are pointing further. Okay? We are pointing further to a masculine person or a object, masculine, we are saying saha. It is next to me, the person, masculine next to me, it's eshaha. It is represented by a small hand, okay, eshaha. Saha is pointing further, eshaha is nearby. So kaha is who, okay, saha kaha. Kaha, we are asking who is that in the masculine. Saha kaha, we ask. If we are pointing at for a tree, we are saying saha kaha when it's further. So when it is a napunsakalinga shabda, when I'm pointing further, I'm saying tat. Okay? I'm saying tat and pointing further. Tat, and when it is nearby, I'm saying etat. Okay? And I'm asking what it is or which is it. I'm saying kim. Okay? If there is a fruit nearby, I will say etat kim. What is this? Okay? Etat kim. So somebody can etat phalam. So that will be the answer. Etat kim, etat phalam. If something is further, I might ask tat kim. Tat kim. So somebody might ask, answer tat pustakam if it is a further pointing to a book. So like cholaha, okay? Saha cholaha. Like I explained last week, doesn't matter the aha ending, all the objects, whether it's anything, any object or person. Aha ending, it's a pulling a neuter masculine gender. So it's a masculine gender. So cholaha is a masculine gender word. Okay, it's a word. So cha kaha, I'll ask. Pointing, see, pointing further. It's further. So saha cholaha. Saha kaha, saha cholaha. So anybody, I will just call out one by one so you can read and so that we you can get some practice. So we can start with Ranga Mohodaya. Please unmute yourself and you can start.
Okay, Asmi. Saha Makaraha.
Yeah, Saha Kaha also you can ask. So you yeah, will kind
saha,
of practice.
Yeah, Saha Kaha, Saha Makaraha.
Uttamam Mohodaya.
Saha kaha, saha vidyuddeepaha.
Uttamam Mohodaya. Dhanyavada.
Okay.
Bhumi Bhagini, you can take the next one.
Saha kaha, saha kataha. Saha kaha, saha kataha.
Okay, so the hand is short, right?
Eshah kaha, eshah kataha.
Yeah, when it's a short saha, it's not wrong, but in this picture, it's since we have defined this, right? So, esha. So, that's fine. Uttamam Bhagini. Ina Bhagini, next one you can pick.
Namaskara. सर्वेभ्यां
नमस्कारः भगिनि
तत किं तत पुस्तकं
तत किं तत यू हैव टू जस्ट कृते हां उत्तम
तत किं तत पुस्तकं
हां उत्तम नेक्स्ट वन आल्सो यू कैन एत
एतत किं एतत व्यंजनम एतत किम एतत व्यंजनम
व्यंजनम ओके देयर इज नो डॉट इन द मिडल राइट व्यंजनम व्यंजनम इज अ फन या फन
व्यंजनम
अग्रिमम जयश्री भगिनी
नमस्कारः एतत् किम् एतत् उरुकम् एतत् किम् एतत् उरुकम्
उत्तम उरु माधवी भगिनी
एतत् किम् एतत् वातायनम् एतत् किम् एतत् वातायनम्
वेरि गुड् नीरज् महोदय नीरज महोदय अस्ति वा? ओके, नितेश महोदय, केन् यु डू दिस् वन्?
यस्, सः किं सः भोजनं, सः किं सः भोजनम्?
See, when it is saha, it is saha kaha. So usually they will rhyme, okay?
Oh, sorry. Saha.
Yeah, yeah. Kaha, problem. Saha, saha.
Saha bhojanam. Saha kaha. Saha bhojanam.
See, the further, I'm sorry, I think I confused you. For the long one, it is saha for pullinga, and for napunsakalinga it is tat. Mahodaya, tat kim tat bhojanam. Okay, राजश्री भगिनी.
नमस्कार, नमस्कारं. तत् किं तत् फेनकं?
तत् किं तत् फेनकं?
तत् फेनकम्.
उत्तमं भगिनि. सुबोध महोदय, केन् यु डू दिस् वन्?
एतत् किम्? एतत् गृहम्.
Ah, good. You can say twice, huh? Just to, so that...
Etat kim, etat gruham.
Dhanyavada, Mahodaya. Sunil Mahodaya, asti va?
Asmi, namaskaram.
Ah, namaskara.
Tat kim, tat yutakam. Tat kim, tat yutakam.
हा उत्तमं, वेरि गुड्. नरेन्द्रमहोदय, अस्ति वा? सुहासिनी भगिनी,
yeah, if you just want to listen, that's fine, okay? But if you want to, just put it in the chat for Ajay Mahodaya, so we know whether you have a issue.
Devangshu Mahodaya, can you see the screen?
Yes, I can. Itat kaha? एतत् कं गतं?
तत् किं?
तत् किं? तत् किं? तत् कं गतं? तत् किं? तत् कं गतं?
Yeah, since it is the long hand.
Yes.
And if you look at the ending of the word, it will give you a good idea that it is a napunsakalinga, since it is ending with am. Okay? So, pullinga usually will end with the visarga.
I have a question. When you don't know what the gender of the object is, and you're asking a question as to what that is, how do you decide what the question should be like?
By default, you can ask pullinga. You can say saha kaha.
Okay.
Yeah, good question. Anybody else who has not participated would like to? I know I called a few names and you didn't speak, or maybe you were, you know, unable to hear me at that time. Okay, shall we do another round or... Okay, Bhumi Bhagini?
Etat kim? Etat
सङ्गणकम् एतत् किम् एतत् सङ्गणकम्
उत्तमं भगिनि इना भगिनि
एतत् किम् एतत् मित्रम् एतत् किम् एतत् मित्रम्
उत्तमम् सो जयश्री भगिनी केन् यू रीड् द स्लैड्
मित्रः उत वा मित्रम्
Yeah, here Mitra is son, okay? It's the akaranta ending. If you notice, so Mitram is a am, right? So Mitra is Surya, it's a pullinga shabdaha. Mitram okay. is a friend, it's a napunsakalo. That's the observation you have to make, how the ending, word ending matters, okay?
Okay, so it is saha Mitra. मित्रम्
उत्तमम् प्लीस् म्यूट् युर् सर् ऐ डोण्ट् नो सम् सम् धन्यवादः
माधवी भगिनी
सा का सा शय्या सा का सा शय्या
उत्तमम् नीरज महोदय नीरज महोदय नास्ति नितेश महोदय
स क स शय्या स क स शय्या
नेक्स्ट् वन् आल्सो यु केन् डु
एषा क एषा पेटिका
सेम् सा इट्स् अ लाङ्ग् हेण्ड् रैट् Okay, so this I explained last week, this Strilinga, Strilinga Shabda, when it is Sa, and it's a Akaranta, right? Shaya, Akaranta and E, like Nadi, they are Strilinga Shabda. Last week we covered, but for the new people and for just revisiting, it's a Sa. Okay, when you we have a Strilinga Shabda, Sa Ka. And Esha Ka. We say Sa Ka when it's further with this long hand. It's Sa Ka. And if it's close by, we say Esha Ka. When it's Akaranta and Ikaranta. Strilinga Shabda. Okay? So, Panchalika. So, Akaranta, Strilinga Shabda.
Rajshri Bhagini?
Sa Ka. सा पाञ्चालिका सा का सा पाञ्चालिका
वेरि गुड् पाञ्चालिका डाल् उत्तमं भगिनि रङ्गा महोदय करोतु
सा का सा बालिका सा का सा बालिका
उत्तमं
धन्यवादः यू वांट टू रिपीट दिस वन
या गो अहेड डू दिस वन
एषा का एषा कुञ्चका एषा का
कुञ्चिका
कुञ्च सॉरी कुञ्चिका यस एषा का एषा कुञ्चिका
उत्तमं धन्यवादः
धन्यवादः
सुनील महोदय
आम् एषा का एषा शिला एषा का एषा शिला
उत्तम अग्रिममपि करोतु डू दिस् वन् आल्सो
सा का सा मापिका सा का सा मापिका
उत्तमं वेरि गुड् महोदय धन्यवादः देवांशु महोदय
एषा शाटिका एषा का एषा शाटिका
उत्तम can you do this one also
sa nidhanika
uttamam so you got the difference right near and far sa and esha dhanyawad
excuse me just one query what is shatika
Shatika means sari.
Sari.
Since it is ending with A, it is Akaranta Striling. Okay.
And what is this Nidhanika?
What is that?
It's that Nidhanika. What is the Nidhanika? Is it? Chest? Or?
It's a cupboard. Cupboard or a chest. Or.
Okay.
Yeah, or even a showcase. Okay, anybody missed out on this round?
Yes. Esha ka, esha sharkara. Esha ka, esha sharkara.
Uttama mode. Who is this?
Subodha.
Oh. Dhanyavada mode.
Dhanyavada.
Agrimam api karotu. Do the next one also.
Okay. एषा का एषा जलनालिका एषा का एषा जलनालिका
उत्तमम् ओके विल सर्कल बैक टु भूमि भगिनी
एषा का एषा सम्मार्जनी एषा का एषा सम्मार्जनी
उत्तमं दिस् इस् ईकारान्त स्त्रीलिङ्ग् ओके ई इट्स् एण्डिङ्ग् वित् ई सो ईकारान्त स्त्रीलिङ्ग् उत्तमं भगिनि इना भगिनि
सा का सा घटी सा का सा घटी
उत्तमम् जयश्री भगिनी
एषा का एषा लेखनी एषा का एषा लेखनी
उत्तमम् माधवी भगिनी
सा अङ्कनी सा का सा अङ्कनी
उत्तमम् माधवी भगिनी
सा का सा नदी
उत्तमं भगिनि Mitesh Mahodaya.
Saka sa Gayatri. Saka sa Gayatri.
Uttamam Mahodaya. Rajashree Bhagini.
Esha ka Esha Lakshmi. Esha ka Esha Lakshmi. Lakshmihi.
Yeah. Lakshmihi. Uttam. Yeah, yeah. You should not forget the visarga. Esha Lakshmihi. Uttam.
But one doubt, the other day, I think we were told that if there's visarga, it is pullinga.
No, that is for akaranta. You know, it is the ending. If it is ending with like Ramaha.
Okay.
Okay. So okay. This Lakshmihi is ikaranta strilinga, but this is, it is a rare form where the visarga is there for the ikaranta.
Okay. So even
so, every rule, like I said in the last, class, or even the first class, every rule in Sanskritam usually has an exception.
Okay.
Okay, so just to have some fun, I guess.
Okay.
So yeah, okay. Lakshmi.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, I will Durga. Okay, Durga akaranta strilinga. Saka sa Durga. Saka sa Durga. Eshaka Esha Saraswati. Eshaka Esha Saraswati. Saka sa Bhadrakali. Saka sa Bhadrakali. Saka sa Parvati. Saka sa Parvati. Saka sa Mahila. Saka sa Mahila. Saka sa Vriddha. Saka sa Jeshtha. Vriddha ya Jeshtha. Both are okay. Saka sa Lata. Saka sa Lata. Eshaka Esha Mala. Eshaka Esha Mala. Eshaka Esha Mayuri. Eshaka Esha Mayuri. So it's just to make you give you some lot of words just so that you get some vocabulary to speak. So you can go over this at home also. So it's a good idea. And if you have any questions or if you want to look at the Sanskrit, spoken Sanskrit, I hope you are using it. So you will get to know a lot of words. You can look for words. Okay, from English to Sanskrit or Sanskrit. If anybody, I think I showed it first class, we can go over that today also a little bit. If anybody new has joined or just listening in. Utpitika. Utpitika is a table. Saka sa utpitika. Saka sa utpitika. Eshaka esha suchi. Eshaka esha suchi. Saka sa kartari. Saka sa kartari. Saka sa lepana pattika. Saka sa lepana pattika. Eshaka esha patti. Okay, you use it in other languages. Eshaka esha patti. Eshaka esha pattika. Also you can use patti or pattika. Okay, ikaranta and akaranta. saka sa vaidya. Okay, female vaidya, vaidya. Saka sa vaidya. Eshaka esha shikshika. Eshaka esha shikshika. Okay, you have to observe that shikshika, not shikshaki, like other languages. Shikshika. Saka swa dvichakrika. Saka sa dvichakrika. Dvichakrika. Esha ka esha duravani. Okay, this is a little extinct now, I think. Esha ka esha duravani. Okay, esha ka esha jangama duravani. Okay, esha ka esha jangama duravani. Jangama is mobile, mobile phone. So, just revisiting. Pullinga sarvanama shabdaha. Okay, it's pronouns, masculine. Always you say saha when he is far. Esha, it's when it's nearby. Kaha, we are asking who is it. Okay, in the masculine gender. So, these are the three. Saha, Eshaha kaha. It'll come by practice. Like most of you, hopefully you know Hindi. So, A means nearby. Esha, A, wo. Wo means further. A and wo. It's like something like that. So, if you remember like that, it'll be easier. A is close by, wo is further. So, Esha means A. So, for Napunsaka Linga Sarvanama Shabdaha, means pronouns, neutral gender, is Tat. Okay? Tat is further, Etat is nearby, and Kim. Kim is which? What? Tat Kim. What is it? Etat Kim. Etat Kim, Tat Kim. So, Sa Strilinga Sarvanama Shabdaha. Okay, pronouns, feminine pronouns. Sa is she, and it's further. Esha is nearby. Ka is who. Okay, sa ka, esha ka. Okay. So, any questions so far? You can put it in the chat window, or you can ask. It's a good time if you have anything.
Can you go back to the previous slide, please? There it says, you know, sarvanama shabda. Now, what is that sarvanama in this context?
Sarvanama is the pronoun. Sarvanama shabda.
Oh, sarvanama is the pronoun. Okay, I see. Dhanyavada.
Sarvanama shabda. Shabda means word. Sarvanama shabda. For feminine, it's sa, esha. Right? Instead of the name, you say sa. Esha, right? So, she. Can we move forward? Agre gacha mava? So, we will, Nadi, they have just split this apart. Na, the consonant, right? When it is added to a, it becomes na, the, and e, nadi. That's how it's split. That's why it's showing nadi. Since the ikaranta is strilinga shabdaha. Okay, ikaranta strilinga. Nadi, ikaranta strilinga nadi shabdaha. That's how, if we ask you, you have to say, not now, but I'm just saying. Ikaranta strilinga nadi shabdaha. That's the right way of saying it. Just they have given it. Just to give you an idea. Okay? So, let's move on to some more new words. So, hopefully you will go over these slides. At least, spend like 10-15 minutes a day. That's all. 10 minutes and go over these slides and read. So, it becomes very like a second nature to you. Or just look up some words. It'll come to you. So, you don't have to worry. just going back and revisiting a bit. Okay, we will go to the kitchen. Okay, kitchen related things. So pakashala, right? Esha pakashala. So pakashala is a kitchen, so it's a shala, so akaranta strilinga, so it's esha. Okay, esha pakashala. So pakashala sambandhini vastuni. So these are all kitchen related things. We'll see in the next some slides. Okay, so give you more vocabulary and some words, okay, for you to form sentences. Okay, so shulika. Okay, shulika is a fork. Chamasaha is a spoon, not chamacha. Chamasaha. Churika. Churika is a knife. Sthalika. Sthalika is a plate. Okay, shulika is a fork. Chamasaha is a spoon. Churika. Churika is a knife. And stalika. Okay.
So let's see if you can identify this. Bhumi Bhagini, can you point out Pullinga Shabda here?
एषः कः एषः चमसः
उत्तमम् उत्तमम्
धन्यवादः
धन्यवादः भगिनी सुबोध महोदय केन् यू ऐडेंटिफाई अ स्त्रीलिंग शब्द हियर
एषा स्त्रीलिंग एषा शूलिका
Uttamam, Mahodaya, Uttamam. And one more? Any other is there?
Esha ka, Esha churika.
Uttamam.
Esha ka, Esha sthalika.
Uttamam. Uttamam, Mahodaya. So, see, slowly you will get the idea by looking at the word, you can identify Pullinga, Strilinga, Napunsaklinga. Ina Bhagini, can you look at the first word and read it out? The two on the left side.
Okay. Saha kaha, saha chashakaha.
Hmm. Tama.
Next one.
Yeah, the one below that.
Saka sa chashakadhani. Saka sa chashakadhani.
Uttamam. So can you say what is the linga of these two?
Yeah. First one, chashakaha, is akarant pullinga. And chashakadhani is ikarant strilinga.
Uttamam bhagini. Ikaranta strilinga shabda and akaranta pullinga shabda. Uttamam. Jayashri bhagini, can you read the items, the two items on the right?
Yes. Sa ka sa adhanika. Sa ka sa adhanika. Esha ka esha velani. Esha ka Esha Belani.
Ah, uttamam bhagini. Dhanyavaad.
Madhavi bhagini, can you do the two items on the left? Top and bottom.
Eshah kaha, eshah ghatah. एषः कः एषः घटः एषा का एषा दर्वी एषा का एषा दर्वी
Uttamam, uttamam. So you got what linga is for the two?
Ghatah is akaranta pullinga shabdah. Darvi is ikaranta strilinga shabdah.
Uttamam, bhagini, uttamam. Thank you. Very good. Nitesh Mahodaya.
Sir,
can you do the two on the middle?
Right. Sir Kata. Sir Ka. Sir Kata.
Kata. Ha. Huh?
Esha Ka. Esha Miskram.
So Mishrakam is Mishrakam. Linga?
Okay.
So Mishrakam, since it ends in am, is a napunsakaling. Okay. So it will be tat kim or etat kim? Etat Mishrakam.
Etat Mishrakam. Tat kim.
Etat kim, etat Mishrakam or tat kim, tat Mishrakam.
Right.
Can you do the one on the neck, on the right also, the two?
Sa kim, sa manthana, manthana, sa kim, sa manthana.
Saha, when you say saha, it'll be kaha. You know, it'll be kind of matching. If it is Saka, then Saha Kaha.
Saha Kaha.
Okay, Saha Manthana.
Saha Manthana. Okay.
Manthana. And the one below that?
Esha Peshikam. Esha Kim. Esha Peshikam.
Etat Kim. Etat Peshikam. Okay, it is napunsakalingam etat. Etat kim, etat peshakam. Yeah, it'll come by practice once you start using it.
Just missing that part, yeah, every time.
Yeah, yeah, no problem. See, once you start using it more and more, you will figure out how to identify the words. But usually manthanah akaranta pullinga shabda and peshakam is a okay. Napunsakal, just like mishrakam. Okay, so as you see these and it only goes by how the word ends. Okay, unlike the English language where all these lifeless objects are neutral gender, here it's by how the word ends. Okay, so that is something to keep in mind. Dhanyavada Mohdaya. Rajshri Bhagini, can you see the screen?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, the two items on the left.
Okay. Sa ka sa anila chulli, chullihi. No. Yeah. Sa ka sa yeah. Anila chullihi.
Yeah.
And, tat kim tat Indhanam. Tat Indhanam.
Uttamam Bhagini. Dhanyavad. See, this is also one of those exceptions. That's why they have given the Sa Anila Chullihi. Okay,
yeah.
It is a... Even though the Visarga is there for the thing, it is...
Trilinga.
Ikaranta Trilinga. Yeah.
Okay.
Dhanyavad. Ranga Mahodaya, can you do the two in the middle?
Saha Kaha, Saha Bashpaha,
सः कः सः बाष्पः
उत्तमम्
एतत् किम् एतत् पात्रम् एतत् किम् एतत् पात्रम्
उत्तमम् सो यु नो द लिङ्गस् आफ् द टु
यस् फस्ट् वन् इस् अकारान्त पुल्लिङ्गशब्दः
उत्तमम्
it's a pullinga shabda I'm not sure what I should say mak
it's a napunsakalinga
okay napunsakalinga
akaranta napunsaka
oh is it also akaranta
you can just say napunsakalinga it's akaranta but
yes.
Since it ends in am it is napunsakalinga
yeah
okay uttamam mahodaya
धन्यवादः
सुबोध महोदय केन् यु डू द टु आन् द राइट
सा का सा द्रोणी सा का सा विद्युच्चुल्लिः सा का सा विद्युच्चुल्लिः
उत्तमं महोदय धन्यवादः सुनील महोदय डु यू वांट टु डू द टू ऑन द लेफ्ट
यस थैंक यू सा का सा बाष्पस्थाली सा का सा बाष्पस्थाली
उत्तमम्
एषा का एषा चुल्ली एषा का एषा चुल्ली बोथ बीइंग ईकारान्त स्त्रीलिङ्गशब्दः
उत्तमम् इफ् यु आर् सेयिङ्ग् केन् यु say the same thing for the last see lot of objects will have different names synonyms in Sanskritam so if you are using apakah
sah kah sah apakah
uttamam धन्यवादः एनिबडि देवांशु महोदय
एषा का एषा सुचुटि एषा का एषा सुचुटि एषा का एषा शोधनी एषा का एषा शोधनी
उत्तमं महोदय उत्तमं महोदय अग्रिममपि फिनिश् दीस् टु आल्सो द नेक्स्ट् वन्
एषा का एषा अग्निपेटिका एषा का एषा अग्निपेटिका एक्चुलि ऐ शुड् से सा का ऐ गेस् बिकास् इट् कुड् बि क्लोज़ सा का सा अग्निशलाका सा का सा अग्निशलाका
उत्तमं महोदय धन्यवादः
can I just ask what is chulli or apakah is it the
yeah it's the oven apakam pakah means cooking it's inside that's why it's oven some of the words they have made up recently right in the long old days we didn't have all that so they have made up some words apakah is one of them I guess
so chulli
in the modern times
chulli is stove right because the previous slide it said
yeah that's chulli hi it's like a the regular stove this chulli is like a oven both of them are used
okay
they are like synonyms you can say sanskritam you will see there are a lot of synonyms there is not wrong to use either of them But apaka is definitely, you can use it for oven. Okay. If there is no question, we can move further. Grace Ramaha. So hopefully you got an idea of how you address Strilinga Shabda, Pullinga Shabda, and Napunsakalinga Shabda, and how you address with pronouns. Hopefully you got an idea. So please go and revisit them. Punasmaranam Karotu. Punasmaranam means revisiting them, okay? So that you will get a habit of addressing them, okay? Hopefully you will do that. So here there are some more words. For Mukhya Prakoshtaha is the main room, okay? In the main room, so you can call it drawing room or family room, whatever. So there is a main room. So there are a lot of things here. That's what is explained, or the pointing arrows you can see. That's what it is explained. So it's inside somewhere, some places they have given the linga also. Sa. Bittihi, right? This is a ikarant. So, sa bittihi. Bittihi means wall. Okay, bittihi. Okay, mudrana yantram. Mudrana yantram means the recording. It's recording something. We see DVD player, DVD recorder, DVR, whatever you can call. Mudrana yantram. Mudrana means printing, recording. Okay. So, tapanukulaha. Tapanukula is putting arrow. It's air conditioner. Tapa anukula means tapa means temperature. It's controlling. So it's air conditioner. Tapanukulakaha. Tapanukulakaha. So vatayanam is the window. Vatayanam. Okay. Utpitika. Utpitika is a table. Utpitika is a table. Kataha means like a rug. Carpet or a rug, you call a kataha. Dooradarshanam, you know, Dooradarshanam, television. Vidyuddeepaha, okay, Vidyud, there is a lamp, Vidyuddeepaha. Chalana chitram, there is some chitram going on in the Dooradarshan. So, this is a chalana chitram. Sanchika, right, Sanchika is a file. There are files, so Sanchika. Pustakam is a book. Pustakam is a book. Dwaram, there is a door. Okay, dwaram. Nidhanika. Nidhanika is a showcase or like a bookcase, showcase. Okay, Nidhanika. I think it's printed over, but it's asandaha, chair. It's asandaha. Okay, chair is called asandaha. Upadanam. Upadanam means like a footrest. Upadanam. It's a small furniture. You can say upadanam. So these are the some words, some items you find in the living room. Bittihi, wall. Mudrana yantram is a recorder. Tapanukulakaha, it's an air conditioner. Vatayanam, it's a window. Ayanam means way, it's vat, air. It's air comes in, so it's a vatayanam. Utpitika, it's a table. Kataha, it's a rug. Dooradarshanam, it's a television. Vidyuddeepaha, it's a lamp, light. Chalana chitram, movie. Sanchika, file. Pustakam, it's a book. Dwaram, it's a road. I mean, it's a way. It's a coming in door. Nidhanika. Nidhanika, it's a cupboard. Or you can say showcase or bookcase, any case. So, asandaha is a chair. Upadanam, it's a muda or a footrest, you can call. It's a small furniture. Okay. So, we can do we can do a story, but you will you may not know many words, but you will understand. So we'll do that, or you want to, I don't want to overwhelm you with lot of vocabulary with the next session. Should I do just a story? I think I'll do a story. But you don't have to know all the words. You just listen and I will just translate and I will upload. I don't know how many people looked at the Kakasya Katha. Hopefully you looked at it and read it. If you don't know the words, you have to just go and look it up. Then you will understand. So that's a good way of... Okay, so some people are new, and I don't know how many first class I explained about this dictionary. I don't know how many have gone over that, but I'll go over once. This is a spokensanskritam.org dictionary. There is a small hard copy that is very handy book from Sanskrit Bharati. I will put up you can search. There is another one which is very good. But this is very extensive. It shows the, like, for example, Balaka, right? If you don't know. So you can just type in English only. So Balaka, it'll show you, okay? So you can click on it. So Balaka, child, young. It'll show you, and male, it'll show you the linga also. So they don't put visarga or aha, they don't put, but if, when you look at male, masculine gender, you know it is balakaha. So you can, and they will sometimes they will put some sentences that you don't have to do right now, but it's a good way of knowing. And even if you know, like, for example, from English to Sanskrit, okay. For example, girl. You don't know what a girl is. So you can say girl and you can just click on it. Okay, Kanyaka. There are a lot of, like I said, there are a lot of synonyms, right, in Sanskrit. So one of them which you know, maybe you know in your language, you can pick which is common. Like Bala, Balika, right? Feminine gender, it shows here. So you know it's A or E. Right, so like this you can go over. It's this I recommend you use it a lot. Then you will go further and your vocabulary will improve a lot. So it's a good idea if you read a story or listen to something, always use this to make sentences. Going forward, you will start making sentences. This is a very good tool, and even it has like a Devanagari and Sandhi trainer where you can type. Right, many people know. In your phone also, you might use it for your languages, right? So, for example, see, when you type, it will show you. See, when it's, you will, uppercase you put only, it says la, right? So, la. So, you will try to learn to see how to transliterate the word to get it the right way. So, la. So, this also you can type. And there is a Google input tool for Gmail and all. Even you can copy and paste in the Hotmail. See here, you can download it. It's very like Sanskritam, Devanagari, Sanskritam, Hindi, whatever language it has in all the languages. In any language, I think there are many, many languages there. So that also you can do for email, Gmail and all that. Many are doing it. That's a way. But I recommend you just start writing Devanagari if you have studied it in school or you are not using it day to day. Practice it. It's very good to write. Take a notebook or write it in Abhyasa Pustakam and do the homeworks given there. When I send you the recording of this class, I usually put what pages to fill for the homework. So that we can do. So this also is good. This is Lexi logos. Here also you can type. See here also, or you can pick and play around with this. I will give you the link. See, you can do like this also. right? But I was before I was typing just the English with the English keyboard, but there is a keyboard here also. So this is a good tool. Okay, play around with this. If there is a Sanskrit dictionary, this goes back to the spoken Sanskrit. So this is a very good dictionary I have found while I was learning in the beginning. Even though I was learning when I was young in school, the vocabulary it'll come back to you. You will start relating to your mother tongue, whatever Indian language. I'm assuming all of you know one or two Indian languages. So you will start. You will have a lot of. You will realize you have a lot of words you use already. So your vocabulary is good. It's hidden there, but you have to start using this to realize that. Then you will start to relate and vocabulary, and you will get confidence. So better start using. Okay. So Abhyasa Pustakam.
One question I have then on that Google input. I didn't find a carriage return. Do you see the carriage return in there in the Google input? I couldn't find a carriage return. Only you can type, looks like only one line, single line.
You have to hit enter, right?
Yeah. I mean,
If you go to that keyboard in a Google input, maybe I'm missing something. I just want to know.
Were you using it in the Lexi logos or?
No, not Lexi logo. In the Google.
Oh, okay.
Google, what is that? Google ad or the Google input? The Google input tool.
Usually I use it for like a body of a email, but what I do, I don't know. I just put Sanskritam and I hit enter from my keyboard.
I hit enter. Oh, I see. Oh, okay. So you enter the letters from that one and then enter from the.
Yeah, I don't use the keyboard per se. I use the script. When I'm in the body of the email or the Word document or the Hotmail also.
It pops up with the keyboard and then there is no carriage written in that. So you can use all the letters and all that, but there is no carriage written. So for that, you have to use the main keyboard. Okay, I see.
Okay,
I got that. Other thing about the dictionary is there are some words it's very hard. You know, for example, I was looking, I struggled with the Asmakam. I couldn't find any dictionary. Tell me the meaning, and I use a lot of dictionaries, you know, paper dictionary, the books I have. But probably here you may get it. You know, Asmakam was a really tough one. I couldn't find I don't know the root word for Asmakam, but.
This usually will give you the noun or the adjective. So when you are using like that, it is. Advanced.
Yeah.
If you look at it, sometimes it will use it as a sentence. Then you can understand that. But
Yeah.
Okay. Luckily you have it, right? Here, Asmakam they have, but it's still a sentence.
Yeah, I know. But I look at my books, you know, they have 3-4 books and dictionaries. None of them I couldn't find the meaning. But this one online is better than my book, actually.
I have found out this is pretty good. This is pretty good. It doesn't disappoint you. But it will give you a lot of synonyms and all. But it's good. And there is a hard copy. It's a very handy, small hard copy from Sanskrit Bharati. I'll put it in the email. So that is like immediately if you want to know the linga, right? Whether it's Pulinga or Napunsakalinga, sometimes you get confused. So they have given. It's very good, actually. It's not very extensive like this. But that also, in the initially, especially, it's very good.
Okay. Dhanyavada.
Yeah, sure. Okay. So we can look at the Abhyasa Pustakam. We can do this. I will read this story and upload this. You can look up the words and read. Okay. So first I'll go to the Abhyasa Pustakam and give you some idea of what to do for the practice. So if you are the beginner, you just start filling bhavatah namakim. You can start writing. Hopefully, last time, couple of weeks, I have been asking everybody. Nobody came back to me saying they don't know Devanagari. So hopefully, everybody knows. So even if you are, it will come back to you also. Start writing. Bhavatah namakim, bhavatyanam. Just fill these blanks. And this one, Esha Balaka. See, Esha Ganesha, right? He is nearby. Last week, I explained this, Esha. Just fill these in. Esha and Saha is pointing that side further. Just Sa, Esha, Balika, Sa, Vridha. You can fill all this if you have not already. So you will get good practice. You don't have to, you will be very clear and you will remember it. So see, they have given the summary. Esha, Sa, Esha, Sa, Etat, right? They rhyme. Esha, Ka, Etat. So Kaha, Ka, Kim. So this also, and Sa Balika Va, this way, Va means question, is it a girl, is she a girl? Sa Balika, Aam means yes, okay, Sa Va means you are asking, Sa Balika Va, Aam, Sa Balika. So this is another way of asking, and you can fill these, so you will get good practice, okay. This is the way to practice. In the beginning, yeah, it looks very monotonous, but you will get used to it. Saying Esha, Sa. In the beginning, that's the little hard, as my experience was, Saha, Esha, and all that. So let's go to the story. Varsha Kala, okay, rainy season. Oh, it's not showing. Okay, let me share. I think it's not showing. Okay. Okay, it's a little slow. So, Varsha Kala, okay, rainy season. Varsha Kale, Gagane, Megaha Bhavanti. Varsha Kale, Gagane, Megaha Bhavanti. During rainy season, in the skies, there are a lot of clouds. Okay, lot of clouds are there in the rainy season. Te Garjanti, they roar, they make a lot of noise, they roar. Saudaminyaha spuranti. Saudaminyaha spuranti. Lightning occurs. There is a lot of lightning. Sarvatra jalam bhavati. There is water everywhere. Okay. Sarvatra means everywhere. Jalam bhavati. There is water everywhere. Grame margaha pankamayaha bhavanti. There is a lot of muddy water in the villages. There is a lot of muddy water. Okay, in the roads. Varsha kale mandukaha ratanti. Varsha kale mandukaha ratanti. In the rainy season, lot of frogs make a lot of noise. Ratana means is their cry. They make a lot of noise. Mayuraha nrityanti. Mayuraha nrityanti. So peacocks dance. Vrikshaha pallavitaha bhavanti. Vrikshaha pallavitaha bhavanti. Trees are, they have lot of, they blossom, okay? Trees blossom. Bijani ankuritani bhavanti. Bijani ankuritani bhavanti. Seeds sprout, okay? Seeds get sprout. Kshetrani jalapurnani सस्यसमृद्धानि च भवन्ति क्षेत्राणि जलपूर्णानि सस्यसमृद्धानि च भवन्ति सो आल् द फील्ड्स् फिल् वित् वाटर् एण्ड् दे विल् बि फुल् आफ् प्लाण्ट्स् ओके सस्यसमृद्धि मीन्स् लाट् आफ़् प्लाण्ट्स् इन् द फील्ड्स् कृषकाः कृषिं कुर्वन्ति आल् द फार्मर्स् डू फार्मिङ्ग् ते क्षेत्रेषु बीजानि वपन्ति ते क्षेत्रेषु बीजानि वपन्ति दे सो सीड्स् इन् द फील्ड् सस्यानि वर्धयन्ति दे रेस् द प्लाण्ट् ते प्रसन्नाः भवन्ति सो दे आर् हेपि इन् द रेनी सीज़न् दे गेट् हेपि वर्षाकाले जलाशयाः पूर्णाः भवन्ति इन् द रेनी सीज़न् आल् द जलाशयाः आल् द डेम्स् आल् दोस् बिकम् फुल् कूपाः अपि पूर्णाः भवन्ति आल् द वेल्स् आल्सो गेट् फिल्ड् कूपाः अपि पूर्णाः भवन्ति नद्यः जलेन परिपूर्णाः भवन्ति नद्या मीन्स् आल् द रिवर्स् आल्सो बिकम् फिल्ड् वित् वाटर् वर्षाकाले जनाः छत्रं छत्वा गच्छन्ति वर्षाकाले जनाः छत्रं धृत्वा गच्छन्ति सो इन् द रेनी सीज़न् आल् द पीपल् टेक् अम्ब्रेलास् दे होल्ड् अम्ब्रेलास् एण्ड् गो बालकाः नौकाः निर्माय कुल्यासु प्लावयन्ति बालकाः नौकाः निर्माय कुल्यासु प्लावयन्ति सो आल् द बाय्स् विल् मेक् बोट्स् एण्ड् दे मेक् इट् सेल् इन् द इन् आल् द केनाल्स् इन् द आल् स्माल् वाटर् केनाल्स् वृष्टिकारणतः देशस्य धान्यसमृद्धिः अधिका भवति बिकास् आफ् द रेन्स् कण्ट्रीस् ग्रेन् धान्यसमृद्धि द ग्रेन्स् विल् बिकम् अ लाट् अधिका दे विल् इम्प्रूव् इन्क्रीस् समृद्धि विल् इन्क्रीस् ओके अधिका भवति वृष्टिः देशस्य जीवननाडी अस्ति वृष्टिः देशस्य जीवननाडी अस्ति सो रेनी सीज़न् इस् कण्ट्रीस् लैफ् लैन् जीवननाडी इट्स् अ लैफ् लैन् सो इट्स् जस्ट् अबौट् रेनी सीज़न् सो यु केन् रीड् एण्ड् इफ् यु वाण्ट् ऐ मीन् नौ इट्स् वेरि वेरि इन् द बिगिनिङ्ग् सो यु डोण्ट् हाव् टु वरि अबौट् मीनिङ्ग्स् एण्ड् too much about that but you can read and you can look it up just to give you a flavor you will understand all this after when you read after almost at least in the middle we will cover most of these words and kriyapada verbs and all we cover so we are still in the beginning so don't worry you we will get to it so do some practice do some revisiting So, you will be good. So, anything else you want me to cover? Or anybody has anything else? Yeah, if there is nothing else, we can end today. I think we did good. So we had a lot of practice and we did revisit a lot of things. So I gave you a lot of information. So I want you to at least go over that. At least 5-10 minutes or listen to something. I have given a link for Samskrita Bharati of Sambhashanam, right? In my recordings in the bottom, if you look, I give you the link. So that also 10-15 minutes, if you listen, it helps a lot actually. So listen to some Sanskritam if you are not going over the slides or go over the slides and say it out loud for pronunciation, linga and all that. So it will help you a lot, and we will go further. So you will get a lot after the class. Otherwise, if you don't do anything, you will forget, and next week will be the same thing. So good to keep in touch, when, especially when it's new, or at least first month or so. First few classes especially, it's good to just revisit. It's a new language. So. Okay. So if there is nothing else, we will end the class with the Shanti Mantra. Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhina, Sarve Santu Niramaya, Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu, Ma Kashchid Dukha Bhag Bhavet. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Namaskara. Dhanyavada.
धन्यवाद.
नमस्कार. नमस्कार.